T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning. You wanted sports back. You got it last night. Oh. 4 o'clock outs everywhere.
Well, an afternoon, yeah.
Can I be honest, Al? 4 o'clock to me is almost midnight.
I called him around 5:30, yeah. And when we were getting ready to hang up, he said, okay, good night.
Yes, because I was about to turn over and go to sleep.
So did the bullpen.
As it was, Rhea, that conversation took place with me and my skivvies.
Ugh.
Thank you, Rhea.
I don't think
appreciate
she wanted
your
that
support.
Thought.
I just wanted her to picture it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today, and we got great guests to do it.
Who?
Tom McCarthy, who encountered a unique situation yesterday. Somebody on the field started firing F-bombs left and right. And you could hear them on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Nat Sound, it's called.
On this show today,
yeah.
You will hear them also.
No.
As bleeps.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to keep our lights.
Well, it sounded the same in everybody's living room.
At 9 o'clock today, Kevin Cootey will talk about all the controversy that broke out last night in both the Phillies and the Sixers. Because the Sixers may have lost one of their marquee players. No one knows. By the way, no one will know.
No.
Because now you're relying on the Sixers to give you the information. And Joe Girardi blew a game. We'll get to that in a second. 7:45 today, the most important player in Philadelphia will be a guest on this program.
Cool.
Carson Wentz. Ooh. And now there's a lot to talk to him about, starting with the fact that his own coach is not available with the virus. You got to be nervous, right? Don't you have to be nervous if you're at training camp or about to go to training camp and your own coach got it?
Just make sure you don't get near him for 2 weeks.
We got to explore that. We're going to explore that. A lot of other great football stuff at 7:45 today with Carson Wentz. At 8 o'clock today, I'm going to warn everybody now, there's a lot going on with this story, and we're in the middle of it, and we will get it as explained as we can with the inside information that we have by virtue of Al Morganti.
On what?
Being employed by NBC Sports Philadelphia. What I could tell you now, and at any point you want to talk about it, because I'm going to talk about it, I can tell you that, we have lost one of the great sports broadcasters of our lifetime, Derek Gunn.
Yep, Gunner.
Gunner is being let go. He will not be there this year for the Eagles, and that is unbelievable.
It is.
It's upsetting.
It is also upsetting that a beloved figure in this town, Greg Murphy, you know him.
We worked together. We did a show together for a couple of years.
The old CNA.
Yes, out of bounds.
at Greg Murphy, this is his last year as a sideline reporter. And Serena Winters, who, Billy, she does. By the way, Billy King came in there. I wasn't even expecting. I'm thrilled to have Billy. Serena Winters is a very good reporter.
She does a great job. She does.
She's gone. At the end of the year, she's gone. They had just replaced. She replaced
Molly.
Someone else. Molly.
Molly, yeah.
Oh, my God. We will discuss in depth what I am considering, Al, a bloodbath at NBC Sports Philadelphia. But there are reports, Al Morganti, after how many years you've been there, Al?
Since ESPN, so that's
Rhea, come in and slug him. Could you just come in for 1 second and whack him in the head?
2003?
Wow.
Four?
17 years!
Three?
Is Al Morganti's tenure over? information at 8 o'clock. Till then, you're going to have to wait.
I like that music.
Because I got to cry. By the way, I had nothing to do with it. Joe went to knew what to do with it. All right, let's get to the doubleheader.
Yo.
Now, for a very long time last night, especially after the Phillies came back from a 3-0 deficit, I was feeling great. I was planning to tell Joe Ruck to make sure. I even wrote down the time, 9:27, yesterday's show.
Yeah.
I told everybody to parlay
Phillies
game.
I was thinking that.
What'd you think of that?
And I, at the end of the night, I started laughing because I knew what was going to happen.
I knew they were going to split.
Well, no. Until the seventh inning of game two.
I had that. I could think of.
Hey, Billy, I didn't know how much you could win if you bet $100 on the Phillies to win both ends of the doubleheader. It was $333. It was available as a bet. I speculated about $350.
Yeah.
Because I'm a baller. Yeah. I'm a gamer.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
You didn't?
I honestly bet on Borgata Sports
app. Now I
feel
awful.
No, I only bet on the Borgata Sports app, and I'm not in Jersey, so I couldn't put the bet. I would have done it. And I would not have won. Because of a decision made by Joe Girardi.
You sure it's Joe Girardi?
I don't.
All right, you're already going to start trouble.
I didn't
even lay this out yet. Your question of whether Girardi made the decision?
No, I'm wondering whether his name is something else.
Gabe Kapler?
Correct.
Oh, Rhea! It's too early to start comparing him to Gabe Kapler.
Too soon?
No, it's actually, this is the right day to do it.
We would be crushing Kapler this morning.
Let me make this guy. I got an email the other day, and they said, it doesn't appear you're ever going to rip Joe Girardi. I could tell, because he's not Kapler. You always kill Kapler, and you're never going to get him. And I said, I've already done it, because I was unhappy with a couple of things he said earlier the week. I said, at the first opportunity, when he does something stupid, I will be happy to tell you that, and I will hold nothing back.
And that'll happen today?
It'll happen now,
this minute,
all right? Because you got Aaron Nola pitching the way he hasn't pitched in a while.
Ooh, 2018. Ooh.
He's got 12 strikeouts in 6 innings against a tough lineup.
Yep.
And he's got 88 pitches, and you're in the 9th inning. You're in the final inning. Remember, these are 7-inning games, and you're in there. And you look up to start the 7th inning, he's gone. At that point, do you realize how happy the Yankees are? Talkman, the guy that got the hit that won the game for the Yankees, he said we were very relieved.
Yeah.
Because they looked out at the mound for a guy who's been nothing but a mystery the whole time he's been here. The love that this front office has for Tommy Hunter.
I don't get it.
Alec, goes back 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
When McPhail and Klentak were in Baltimore. They had Tommy Hunter. As soon as they came over here, the first thing they got is, oh, my God, can get Tommy Hunter here. He stinks.
Yeah.
When Tommy Hunter comes into a game, Philadelphia fans put helmets on. They expect bombing to take off. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, why don't I just let you hear. It's 1-1, chance to sweep the Yankees. Tommy Hunter replaces Aaron Nola for no good reason. Here's what happened.
Tommy Hunter to the mound to start the 7th inning. It's a 1-1 game. Swinging a little looper out into center. It's falling fast, and they'll have to play it on a bounce. A couple of hops, actually. Luke Voit, who is responsible for the only run of the game for the Yankees with his solo home run off of Aaron Nola earlier tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ripped into center. There's a base hit. And Stanton will trot into second base. Talkman is the batter, left-handed hitter. Swung on, ripped into right center field. That's going to be a base hit and big trouble as it's 2-1 New York.
Mm.
It'll bring up the catcher, Gary Sanchez. Oh, one plunked him way up and in, and Sanchez
sounded like elbow.
Hit by the pitch, and that's going to load the bases. Here comes Urshela, the 3-1 pitch. Urshela swings and rips it to right. That's a base hit. One run will score. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And it's now 3-1 Yankees on the single by Gio Urshela. And that'll do it for Tommy Hunter.
5 hitters, 0-for-5. Didn't get any of them.
LA's had the best line in there.
Was a great line. And did you hear? I realize there's nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
Did you hear the way the bat was hitting
the ball?
Oh, my
God.
I mean, I would have not wanted to be on the field for fear that I would die. Something. That guy is awesome. Al, do you know what he was throwing? Here's what Girardi did, all right? He went from a guy who was routinely throwing a ball 95 miles an hour,
yeah,
hitting corners, striking out everybody.
Struck out the side twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
And he took him out for a guy who maxed out at 89.6 miles per hour.
Yeah.
It went from the seventh game of the World Series to batting practice.
Yeah.
All right? And here's the thing. Girardi's explanation will not make you feel any better. I know it didn't make me feel any better. All right, here's Joe explaining why he had to pull Aaron Nola.
Well, I think it had everything to do with it. The long layoff, only being his second start, I think he threw 80 pitches. You're facing that team. They're stressful innings. Hopefully his next start we can get him around 100 and get to where he needs to be. But a lot of it had to do with the long layoff, only his second start. You just can't jeopardize his health.
All right, first of all, what you just heard was analytics. That's why Rhea referred to Gabe Kapler. Billy, you think there's any scientific evidence that would indicate that 88 pitches, you will be okay, but an 89 pitch, your arm will fall off?
No, I don't.
Then what is he basing it on?
Well, the thing about it is his next start's going to be in a week.
Yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, now in a week he can go –
yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Not that
why?
Long layoff.
Why? I mean, this is all extremely arbitrary,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it based on science at all?
The only thing, if he went out there and Nola was like saying, yeah, I feel a little tightness or something, then you worry. But if you don't.
He doesn't have any medical evidence. In a minute, I'm going to give you some evidence I have.
I have no issue with that. I thought you were going to go at him for the choice of reliever.
Oh, well, that's you. That's up
I'm
next.
I'm going to get to Neris later.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would have taken
Nola. He didn't
Nola.
Bring Neris in. Because the Matt Klentak's bullpen
nearly blew an 11-8.
They almost blew an 8-run lead. And they had to use the closer.
On a bad call.
Well, that's Angel. I'm getting to him, too. They're all on the list today. Don't worry about it.
What a thing it was.
Don't worry about it. Just so you understand, Nola didn't pull himself out.
Yeah.
Nola was ready to pitch. Here's him.
There's always a want. Had been kind of a long layoff, and you know, I think they wanted to take me out after an inning anyway. So I don't know how many pitches I threw, around 90 or something maybe, but just to get back out there felt good, and things that synced up for me going into the next start, and should try to, you know, hopefully we can be out at the field every day this week until our next game.
Here's the problem. I'm sorry I have to be the one to explain it to baseball people.
What is it?
This is not a normal season. There are only 60 games. In fact, I doubt the Phillies are going to play that many. They missed a week, right? These games mean more. You have to approach them with more urgency. If something happens to Nola, it could have happened anyway. Get him out there. Get him out there. Here's more of Joe tell you why I can't
use. We've seen how many injuries there have been in the game up until this point. And I have a responsibility to the organization to win and our fans. But I also have a responsibility of the health of our players. Probably even more important, I have a responsibility to the players that I don't allow them to hurt themselves because they're trying to be heroes. Because this is their career. So a lot of times I have to protect players from themselves.
It's all a load of baloney. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I do like Joe Girardi a lot. But Joe Girardi, during his tenure with the Yankees, I was a fan back then, had tons of injuries. So if he is going to take on the responsibility for their injuries, he was not all that successful at it when he was in New York. Mm. So just use the players that you have and let luck take its course. And my final piece of evidence that what he did last night cost the Phillies a doubleheader sweep. They would have swept. No doubt in my mind, they would have swept the doubleheader. People would have won their $333 parlay bets. But he couldn't do it, Al, because he talked himself out of it with science that really doesn't exist. Here's my science. I talked to a man a couple of months ago, who is only the greatest left-handed pitcher that ever pitched in this town. A man who one year threw 350 innings. You're not going to believe this. He's in his 70s now. He did not die.
No.
Throwing all those pitches, Billy, was not fatal.
Is his arm still attached?
Not only is his arm attached, he played another 15 years after that. His name is Steve Carlton. And he talked about how much a pitcher can pitch.
That was the way pitchers worked back then. The game's changed, evidently, so But the pitchers can still pitch like that, but they're not trained to pitch like that. You know, they're not allowed because the salaries are so big, and they want to guard their arms, you know, because they got long-term contracts with these guys, and they want to. Back then, 1 year was a long-term contract.
Yeah. No, he said they're babying them. And what you saw, Rhea, was he babied last night?
100%.
100%. He wanted to pitch. Billy, this is like it's like minute restrictions that they use for Embiid. Okay, I get it. I understand. Yeah. He gets hurt a lot. But when you get to big games, these are all big games. They all count like three games in a regular season. You got to try to win the game.
But it's happening in the NBA in the bubble.
Yes.
Zion Williams.
Yep.
Because New Orleans.
Right.
The coach came, Alvin Gentry said.
I don't get what they're doing with him. He's either healthy or he's not.
Yeah. All right. See if they do that in the playoffs.
Well, they're trying to get in the playoffs.
They're trying to get in the playoffs. All right. But what I'm trying to say is I prefer urgency in my strategies. Yeah. And last night we gave the Yankees a game because we were afraid, based on no medical science, that Aaron Nola was going to have a problem if he pitched the seventh inning. Right, is there any? I'll get to Neris. Yeah. I know you. I'll still wait. Yeah, Neris threw, Al. He had thrown in the first game one pitch.
Yeah.
You can't overwork the
ridiculous.
Guy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he
have,
threw a single pitch.
I wouldn't have brought Nola in. I mean, I wouldn't have let him stay. That's 88 pitches, and he hasn't pitched. It's been a long time since spring training. I don't think that was unreasonable. I really don't. I have a bigger problem with not bringing Neris in with what went on, but he's your ace of your staff.
Did he appear to be in any stress?
No, he didn't, but I don't want him to be in any stress. I know what all they right. do with starting okay. pitch. That made sense to me.
Al, this is a democracy, this show.
Yeah.
I've just now, in this moment,
what is it?
Changed the question of the day. Okay. I want to see if anyone in this city agrees with you.
Okay.
Al Morgani is asserting that Aaron Nola had 88 pitches, pitching one of the best games of his recent time, should have been removed from the game.
Yeah.
So we will ask that question when we come back, and then you will lose, and then we'll move on to seven inning games. 215.
Oh, my God. 215-592-9494.
Jump on, and here's the way I want to start. What? All right, I just want to read your mind. It's the seventh inning, and you see Tommy Hunter on the mound. All right, they come back to the break, and there's Tommy Hunter. Could you please express for me, as best you can recall, your precise thoughts at that moment, other than the obvious one, we're going to lose?
Yes.
215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.